Both candidates have made health care a major campaign issue both this year and in 2018. Democrat Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan says she supports passage of a health care public option, a government-run health insurance program to compete with private insurance. Republican incumbent Rodney Davis says the public option would cut payments to rural hospitals, forcing many to close. But Dirksen-Londrigan says she'd work for a public option that didn't do that.
Any option that I would support, I would make sure to be working with the hospitals and the doctors and the healthcare workers and communities to figure out what exactly we need to do to make something like that work.
While Dirksen-Londrigan wants to expand the Affordable Care Act, Davis wants to replace it. Under the law, he says some 60 million Americans still lack health insurance or have insurance they can't afford to use due to high copays and deductibles. Davis says a Republican health care bill that passed the House in 2017 but stalled in the Senate was a good alternative.
That would have protected pre-existing condition coverage for every single American. It would have lowered premiums for Americans so that insurance coverage could have been more affordable for those 60 million Americans.
While both Davis and Dirksen-Londrigan see health care as key to the election, the issue now falls under the shadow of the COVID-19 pandemic and a case before the U.S. Supreme Court that seeks to kill the Affordable Care Act. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.